Why is it called Basir Khida?
I think we're up to... I think we're up to the stickle that starts by Umr B'Medrash, Ki Lekacha Teras Chalos
Ba'alef. Okay, I have it marked off here, thanks for but let's go over it again, not the bottom. Mamu Shiyachida, Ki Ma'achsha Teram Muskol Shabam Mechuyiv, Ki Chol Ma'achsha V'Ter Yefshu Akach, V'Yefshu B'in Afe, V'Tnekach Ki V'Teram Yuchadim. V'Ze Artam Shater Achas Mechuzbara B'Saif, V'Berg Shana B'Saifai. So he says over here, that Torah has, when it's called Yechida, it's a Mul Mechuyiv, and that's what's called Yechida, and many brothers of Abbas HaMolek Yecha.
Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is
find it, Mukhah HaMetzias, and that's why Torah also has to have that quality of being Mukhah HaMetzias. It's not something that happens to be good, it's something that must be the good in the world.
Job of the etzem is to stand firm and to be the thing.
synonym panemia of a person is intransigence. And it's almost by definition like that. The part that's benigna is the part by definition that will interface with the other. The part that interfaces with the other, that needs to be malleable, it needs to be flexible, it needs to be able to give. In as much as you interact with the other, you need to be able to, to give way. That's interacting with another person. In as much as what's nagia to your pnim, to your nister, if a person wavers, a person doesn't know what he is or who he is or what's right or what's wrong, then he's missing his own chodesh edrin. There's no person there. That's true. So the chelik of zachar in the bria is the chelik that's the one that stands there, the one that doesn't bend any place. The chelik of nekeva is the chelik of shalvach too. An eishes kohen eats truma. A bas kohen, when she leaves him, goes to Israel, stops eating truma. A kohen remains a kohen, remains a kohen, remains a kohen. The chelik of zachar in the bria is the chelik that is the that represents atzmius, and the word atzmius comes from the word etzem, meaning a bone. It's the part of the person that stays and is solid and doesn't move any place. And the other chelik is the chelik that gives way and so on and so forth. So the zocher and the kevah and the bria are the two levels of the bria. The pnim, which is the nista, and that's the atzmius. That stands and it's not flexible, and the chutz, which is a flexible and interacts and so on. Torah itself, with like the result of Torah itself, has two layers to it. It has a chutz, the chesnik, which has the tchuna of an akeva in the sense that it meets the person. It's there to meet the person. And the mela, it tells a person this is good for you, this is not good for you. It's the message of Torah is live this way and you'll be the happy person. You'll be the Ma'usha Shavada. On the other hand, the chelek of Panemius of Torah is better built as a Metzius Ruchnius that is as solid and a lot more solid than Metzius Gashmius. The laws of the world, Mitzad, Rav Nashem, are tougher than the laws of nature, and you have to do it. Like it says in Marshall, in Lo Yibiyat Chazak Emlech Aleichem, whether you like it or not, HaKadosh Baruch at the end of the day is going to get his Ratzon done. You have a choice to do it yourself or to have it done to you, but it's going to happen. So that I think is the chiluk in the that's the connection of the words over here of Torah being mechuyev adava and that's what it was an aleph that to tell me Torah is one and in that oneness it means everything because that's the ultimate. It has to be this way. I want to talk a little bit also about this, the Mutzig Lakan Shmachu being Echad, how we understand it. I have two of one min. There are many types of dogs. It makes many species of dogs. So that means that a dog, none of any of its particular inyanim is muchrach. You could still be a dog and be a different dog. So then dogginess is not defined in any specific way. Whenever it's possible to have two of a kind, that indicates that none of those nekudas are mocher. If it's about to have a dog with spots or without spots, it's supposed to be called a dog. So the spottiness is a mikra, and so on and so forth. It's only when I'm aiming on something that's one, and only one, that I come into the nekuda of the musig of mochrachis. The Avnezer says by people, by name, that's the name of a person. He has four chilukim between that and a name of the thing. One of them is that it's not taifis, not nitzvah, loshen rab. Because it's an alakim and havaya, that when you have many people, so I can say I have many people, I can say I have many men, I can say I have many Jews, but let's say I have three boys named Avram in my class. I can't say Lashon Kodesh, I have three Avramim. No, it's not nitzvah Lashon Rabim, because really each Avram, in people, each one is himself, and every part of it is self, and nothing else. And if it varied anyway from what it's most is, it wouldn't be itself. So he says by Taylor, you can't say that Taylor, it's good to be like this. Something which could be is not it doesn't have yichidus. Aval divrei Torah mechuyav shiyeh kach. The efshe shiyeh bein acha v'mechuyav miyuchad v'zeh bas yichid. He says the bas yichida means that it is that is the metzias of a bas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yahu. It's something which is the bas yichida means it possesses that characteristic of being one. It's not the pshat that there are no other children, so they cannot be other children. In other words, I have a table here. I can make it with a different table. Since the quality that I'm looking for is the tableness, Shaboy, means a place where I can sit and hold a sefer on it or eat or whatever it is. So there are possible many tables, and I could have another one. What's upset? I can't be able to get rid of the table. I'll get a different table, more comfortable, less comfortable, so on. Masha'in came in this sense over here of Yechida, where the pshat is Torah itself has that quality of Yechida that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and that this is just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, Kaviyoch is Mochach HaMetzias, and doesn't have any other possibility. So too a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is Mochach, and it's not shy to be nifas from Menem. because there is no other substitute. This is Chachmas Eretzayne Kaviyahu, and in our context, there are no others. So that's the issue for them.
Mar, it always will retain its quality of uniqueness. So let me give another example. Let's say the question is X. How to do X, how to solve a problem, and so on. If the terrace is something that many people could give, and Reuven the one that gives it, so we'll say lechatchila about it's a mitzvah, and we'll say Reuven said it, and so on. But the Beis Hayamim, it's not going to stay that Reuven said it. Reuven was the one who was megaled, but it's not his teretz. On the other hand, you sometimes have a teretz that only the Ragachava could say it, only the Chaim could say it, a kasha that is very archetypically with Kivegas kasha and so on. Those type of things, you always say it over Bishmoy, not because it's more of a mitzvah, just a mitzvah. This is a Ragachava. This is a type of svara that's his svara. No one else could have said it. It doesn't fit somebody else. It does not shine for somebody else. Tayyar is only Tayyar Hashem because it's not an Eitz Tayyar that I can think of, you can think of Eitz, and so on. It is Ritzani Yisparach and so on. And then Shai Dvam Shum Yuchri in Timon Atarach Bezer Shom Ali Parmini Efshem Ela Kol Mokam Shatam Holchumi Asuli Bayesh Oda Beinecha. In other words, since terror is something by its nature that's in Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be with it. The devil is a mayor lechor, kashem is baruch mater legamri. Vizer she'omru, kishnayim she'esh ha'esh b'nei di v'terah shkine shri b'neim. Kashem is baruch mater lo yiporet min ha'terah, v'amer she'ha'terah mesuderes Hashem is baruch seder mechuyev. V'devil is ein hefrid, the hefesh meite yisbarach. So with that, you can't have, and in other words, that's something that can't be taken away from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I want to add another nekuda here. He's saying over here that it's a mile in shnayim sheyashu v'oiskin, and one of them we said a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives him schar and so on. But this mile over here is unique to two people being Isaac and Tyra. I want to explain why. Let's say in terms of philosophy, in terms of how I understand the world, what it is, why it is, etc., etc. So every single person understands things a little bit differently. We can talk about it, but each one will be slightly different. Lamarshall, just like aesthetic tastes, dissimilarities, most people will like a certain symmetry, most people will like a certain balance of colors and so on. But there'll never be a massive of dafka, this way it has to be, and so on and so forth. In math, Lamarshall, everybody who's normal is going to agree that 2 and 2 equals 4. There's not going to be a stira because we're dealing with a real metzias, with a metzias that's a reality, and we're showing the chsuta 2 and 2 equals 4, not the other way around. Masha'in can in taste, in the marshal, in aesthetics, there's never two that are exactly the same. Most people will prefer something that's symmetrical, most people prefer some certain balance of colors and shapes and so on. Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when two people are basing together in Torah, in order for me to be basing with somebody else, we need to have, there needs to be the possibility of a common denominator. It's the pshat that me and you are aiming on the same inyan, and we're adding and taking away, but there's a core touching base on the same nekuda. It's not something that could have been done by each one. If he's doing it separately, there's no time to talk about it. When I can be misalpha with you and learning, it means that there's a chelik of my tfisa and your tfisa
but it allows them to communicate about it, argue about it, research about it, etc. So he's saying, in Shnayim, when you have two people sitting and learning, it taps into the nekuda of Torah that it's one and the same. Hagav Atzmecha, from the Chesimus of Talmud till today, you have tons and tons of Mefarshim that are Mefalpa, which are across the Deiris and across the Mechaimis. Somebody from Poland is asking a kasha, somebody from Morocco, somebody from the 17th century is asking somebody in the 13th century, the 14th century. And yet, when you learn it, there doesn't seem to be any problem. It's seamless because, you know, the Matthias of Torah is, it has a core that is Mufka from everything around, and it's Torahic. It's the Torah itself, and that you can have people being Mesakeh, and they are talking about one and the same thing. That's the Chiddush. They're both like being down on the same Inyan, and it's possible to come up with a maskana between the two. That's the reason why it's not the Shnayim Sheshu. It's when you have two people, you have that Dvar Torah in the middle. You have very similar to, they've said a few times, the Maral, who says, by Eidus, why didn't you know Pishnayim Eidim? He says, because when one person sees something, the only statement he can make logically is, I saw this. He can't make a statement about the thing that he saw being a Matthias. When two people say, we see something here, so they are talking about a Matthias, because it's not, two people don't have the exact, their own natures. If they're both talking about a specific entity that's outside of the two of them, and they can say it, we can say that they're talking about an entity. When I come along and I say, I see stars outside, it could be literal, it could be a metaphor, somebody hit me and see stars, it could mean a whole bunch of things. So Shnayim, when two people sit by Isaac and Torah, they get to a certain nekuda that is the core of Torah because of the fact that it's Shnayim that are working on it. So each one's own particularities cancel out the other one, and you're left with that core that's emes, that's muchas, etc. Okay, any questions?
I understand when we say that the concept of Echad in relation to Torah and Hashem is that it's Kadosh Baruch is Mechuyev, it has to be like this, and there can't be any Shina, it's not the Mikra, and so on. I never really understood exactly the concept of Shemus when we say Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, and Shem HaMiyuchad is Shem HaEtzem of Yudkei Vavkei, as opposed to other Shemus of Elikim. Is the pshat that all other Shemus, they're just describing one particular facet, which we're saying, you know, B'mikra, now it's Shedin, now it's Chesed, but why is Hayah HaVavi...
Yeah, sorry, what are you saying?
I was just saying, why is Hayah HaVaviyah something so intrinsic in the etzem that is echad? I mean, b'chlal the musik of a shame is only biyachas to someone else.
When we talk about shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we're speaking about the sheirish of his anhag in the world. That is the firm that you don't need a name unless there is an other. So in saying that Hashem shmoy echad, b'imu yashem echad shmoy echad, means the way in which it's nice and we perceive in this world is with the oneness is going to be perceived as a mikshas rather than tlayim. Right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of hagas, and hagas tevis, and hagas nisis, and hagas din, and hagas rachman, and hagas all sorts of things. And the Hashem Echad means they will at some day become one. It will be perceived in its emes as one hanhaga. Mm-hmm. But it's all going on hanhaga, that's the key word.
Right.
As opposed to here, we're talking about Hashem himself and so on.
Right. I understand.
Next week, we'll have to do Tuesday Ben Hashem. Is that okay with Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good job.
Good job.
Yeah.